Good morning, Mrs. Sheila. How may I help you?
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. And the reason of my call is regarding a mental patient. Her name is Anne Dalmani. The reason of my call is because I have not been able to contact her. Like, I don't have her phone number. And I called the caregiver, but she told me that she's not with her right now, which she should, since there is busy time. So I wanted to know if you have any phone number I can contact the patient.
Ms. Dalmani doesn't answer her cell phone, so I usually talk to her daughter, Heather. I don't know why. I don't know if it's due to her building, but she doesn't usually get calls because she has a cell phone number. And let me see if I have it.
Oh, okay, so you only communicate through Heather.
Yeah, because she doesn't reply to the phone. Because I know when I originally was trying to get in touch with her, I had to drive to the home and kind of do a pop-up visit.
Okay, I understand.
And what was your name again?
Alisa from Family First.
Okay. And you're trying to reach the participant?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So let me see if I can get through to Heather and let her, have her give y'all a call.
Oh, I just spoke with Heather, and she told me that she was doing the laundry, so I guess I will have to wait since the patient doesn't have a phone number.
For her mom, yeah, so I think she may not be in the, I think she may be in the basement of the building or something, because I know the laundry is not in the her mom's apartment.
Okay, perfect. Well, in that case, I will wait for the call back.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.